What's going on? It's TPP number 2 with Talking Baseball, and we are talking about your Detroit Tigers. They were bad last year, looking to be bad again. Okay, join us next time. We will be talking about... No, Jake, we'll do it. We'll talk about these guys. It's the Detroit Tigers' time to shine on Talking Baseball. Are you excited, Jake?
Yes. Yes, in all the wrong ways. You know, the Orioles, who we just did, you know, they've been looked on as a pretty bad team. They play in the AL East. The Tigers play in the Central. And I just had my first dark thought come over, because they won 47 games last year. Is that the worst team to ever play baseball?
They were. Ooh, interesting question. In the 160...
47-114 last year, and just a really weird roster. Nobody to get too excited about. We're going to get into it. Jim, the other thing is the AL Central is weak. And dude, think about this. And this is my first sad thought for Tigers fans. The 93 win Indians are saying we have to rebuild.
Yeah. 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 I mean, the Tigers are bad in the bad
division.
They won
double as many games.
No, but the plan is in place for the Tigers. I'm going to defend them. They are a step ahead of the Orioles, maybe. I don't know anything about the Tigers. I don't know anything about the Tigers farm system. I like some of these off-season additions that the Tigers made, because it's trade season. They have to rebuild their farm. The Orioles had Machado to trade. They had some other guys that helped them get some people back. The Tigers now have that. They brought in CJ Cron. They brought in Jonathan Scope. They brought in Austin Romine, and they brought in Ivan Nova. And I would guarantee you their hope is that those four guys play well enough to be traded at the deadline. At least two of them. They're like, we need to bring in at least 4 1-year players in hopes that they play good enough to return us some prospects, because we just need to build our farm all types of ways. They also have Jordan Zimmermann, who's going to be a free agent. So they're sitting on 5 free agents coming up. So I think the Orioles had no one. They had Cobb. They have at least 5 guys. Maybe they can fish some return. They did not sign those guys to win games for them in 2020.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Could I read you Jordan Zimmermann's stat line from last year?
Yeah, love it.
Jordan Zimmermann was 1-13. It's fine. Nobody cares about wins and losses. 6.91 ERA, 112 innings pitched.
Yeah. So, what of it?
How the mighty have fallen, and he's going to collect a paycheck this year too.
They're gonna Pomerantz him.
$25 million.
Someone's going to trade for him to go be a weapon out of the bullpen. The Brewers. Jordan Zimmermann will be a Brewer out of the bullpen by the end of the year.
So let's get a couple things out of the way. Jordan Zimmermann, Miguel Cabrera got paid crazy contracts by... It was literally... Did he pass away? Ilitch? Their owner? When they were trying to compete and they were just paying everyone? So you're riding out those two contracts. That is what it is. I'll say this in what they have in reverse Oriole fashion. We kind of got a little excited about the Orioles lineup. There's a couple dudes there that can get you excited. The Tigers have a couple starting pitchers. I mean, Matthew Boyd had a really 238 strikeouts in 185 innings. ERA didn't land in a great spot, but he was solid for them. Spencer Turnbull and Daniel Norris, the old weirdo everyone kind of forgot, they also threw the pill last year. It wasn't pretty. Their FIPs are better than their ERAs for the most part. If I was the Tigers, what I would be doing, and you mentioned they signed Ivan Nofun. If I was the Tigers, your lineup is garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the worst lineups ever assembled by humans. If I'm the Tigers, go and get good defensive players and boost the pitcher stats and then flip those guys.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't like deep diving into analytics, but.
Wow. I mean, that's awesome. Go get Echeverria.
Yeah, on the Braves.
Yeah, go get him.
Go get him.
Go get him. and then get a really good defensive second baseman that's available that I can't think of. Why don't you just pluck the minors, all defense team?
Robbie Alomar.
Jake, I love your plan. Pluck the minors for an all-defense team.
Is that not low-key genius?
I mean, then you just make sure the infield is awesome. Have Boyd, Zimmerman, and Nova pitch to contact. Get them good through July 31st. Trade all three for a haul.
I mean, it's genius. And they do if you're
I'll give
Tigers
you full
fan,
credit, but I think we call it the John Boy plan.
Okay.
By Jake Storielli. Yeah. Your plan, but we just call it the John Boy plan.
The whole damn business motto. Matt Manning and Casey Mize are their two premier prospects. They're both pitchers. They think we're going to see Casey Mize this year. We'll see. Manning seems 2 years away, but they're supposed to be potential number one, top of the line guys. So those guys are in your farm system. You're looking out for them. Yeah, let's just build this whole Tiger. You're in a pitcher's ballpark. Like, you let Jose Iglesias go a few years ago. I'm so team Tigers go get defense now because the lineup blows.
Who's Matt Manning? That's their number one prospect in the organization. Did you talk about him?
Yeah. Yeah, him and Casey Mize are our big-time starting pitching prospects.
Yeah, this dude was in Double-A last year, so he's probably
Fangraphs, excuse me. They have Mize coming up this year, and they have Manning in 2021. We'll see. I guess if you're a Tigers fan, I think you want to see one of them this year, but you don't want to see both because, again, there might not be hope for this team for 3 years.
Don't rush these dudes up to pitching shit. Casey Mize, cool name. Kind of looks
like Mize.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a ghost, though, from the early 1910s ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
Pushing that.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, I look
you
at
are
a picture,
just saying that.
I look that's at a fun. Picture, and I'm like, that dude looks like he died and now is a ghost haunting the 1910s.
He's not pale.
I will
Auburn
work.
Guy, though, so War Eagle.
War Eagle? No, not into it.
Okay.
And that's just me, Jake.
That's you.
But are you you're rooting for Casey Mize?
I'm rooting for all Tigers pitchers. That's what I've decided coming into this. I'm rooting for all Orioles hitters. I'm rooting for all Tigers pitchers. That's how I'm going to get it through with these guys. Because, again, I mean, Turnbull, your guy, he was okay for them last year. Why not? Daniel Norris, grade A weirdo. Let's boost those guys up. Flip them for some hitters because we've got nothing right now.
I'm showing the picture of Casey Mize to everyone just so they can get a
It's a little pale.
Yeah.
Do you like the eyes on Casey Mize?
By
surmise, you might.
Yeah. I mean, you put a tan on him, they really pop. He needs to see some sun.
Boys
Those are my
sun.
Final thoughts on Casey Mize, top prospect for the Detroit Tigers.
What do we have? Anything else on the pitching staff here? Because I don't.
No. I mean, we like Ivan Nova because of his Yankee past. He's pitching Austin Romine. I wonder if they've worked together before. I would guess they have in passing.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for all the free agents that signed with the Tigers to have good years and be traded because that's a fun storyline for everyone. Win, win, win for everyone. You know?
That is
For the Tigers, they win because they're going to get prospects back. For the players, they win because they're going to not be on the Tigers anymore, and they bet on themselves, and it worked out. Win for the teams that trade for them because maybe they get a new player at the deadline. So that's what I'm rooting for. We do have a note here that says the key spring training battle for third base is between Dowell Lugo and Jaimer Candelario and Harold Castro. So that's no fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I mean, Trevor Plouffe told us spring training battles don't matter, but on this team it might.
The whole season's a battle. Yeah. No one has a spot.
Yeah, literally the whole season is a roster battle for this team, and that's let's go through the starting lineup, Jim. Center fielder, Jacoby Jones. Shortstop, Nico Goodrum. I didn't know he could pick it at short. Miggy Cabs is going to be DH-ing. Sucks. First baseman, C.J. Krohn, he comes over from Minnesota. He's got some pop. Good for him. Kristen Stewart, my girl, the only lefty in this lineup. I guess we got some switch hitters. Jonathan Scope, it'd be cool if he finds something for them. They've got Yimer Candelario winning that vaunted third base job. Austin Romine, the former Yankees backup catcher, and Victor Reyes, young guy who played decently for them last year. He'll be in right field. But my word, what do you do with this?
How come CJ Cron like isn't getting jobs?
I think he's a horrible defender.
Okay. I mean, he has a career OPS plus of 110, and that's six seasons. He's only had one season in the bigs where his OPS plus was under 100.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, he's not amazing. He's a good offensive player. Like, he's a major league offensive player. His defense is that bad at first that he has to sign a one-year prove-it deal coming off of a good season with the Twins?
I don't think it's a one-year prove-it deal. I think it's just a guy that you think about what the DH spot has become. The DH spot is either someone who's a monster, who rakes every day, who you're penciling them into your DH, or the DH has almost become a rest day position, and that's why you have a utility guy in your spot. So to lock up your lineup every day with CJ Cron, who, you know, he's going to give you a 780 OPS or something like that and be good, I think teams would rather have the roster flexibility of having someone else do it. But hey, I mean, the guy's got, what, 55 home runs over the past 2 years? Like, he is a major league hitter, and he's a prime candidate to be traded at the deadline.
Yeah, you know what else we should look at? Guys without options, like Buck Farmer doesn't have any options, so maybe he gets traded.
Buck was great for them last year, Jim.
So he could work himself into a trade.
Love this Detroit pitching staff.
Lugo doesn't have options, and neither does Candelario. So they're in a position battle, and they both have no options. Interesting.
I mean, I think one ends up on the bench, and if you get DFA'd by Detroit, I don't think another team is sprinting to pick you up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In 2019...
Okay.
What do you think their offensive categories ranked out of the 30 MLB teams? Which do you think they were the best at?
Between, like, everything?
Yeah, I'll just tell you. It was stolen
sacrifices.
Bases.
Sacrifices. Okay.
Stolen bases. They were ranked 21st out of 30 in stolen bases. When nothing matters, you can just run, so that probably helped out.
Yeah.
Everything else, average 26 on base percentage, dead last, 30th. OPS, 29th. Good job. Runs, dead last, 30th. Home runs, 29th.
We are an optimistic pod. We're an opt pod.
Yeah, they've been saying that.
If you are a Tigers fan, which Detroit, in its roots, is a good baseball city.
Yeah.
What do you do with this? What are you... It's Wednesday night, 7:05. Kansas City's in town. You've just made a nice kielbasa, and you sit down in front of the TV. What are you excited for with this Tigers team?
Boyd trying to have a turnaround season. And, like, you're buying in that Cron, is how you say it, and Scope can, like, offer a jilt or something. I don't know. Nothing, man. Jilt. You're a dormant fan.
Cron. Cron. It's pronounced Cron. Yeah, man. It's tough.
They open up against the Royals, a two-game set against the Royals.
Okay.
So that's right away. You can get the confidence up right there. The Royals are another team in division not trying to win. Then you got
you're the Royals in Detroit, do you shake before the series if you're both managers and say, hey, let's each get one here?
Yeah.
Get a win under the belt for this season and keep it moving.
Balance it out. Because then the Tigers, they host the Indians for four games. Then the Royals again for three. So their first... What's that? 4 + 2 = 6 + 3 = 9. First 9 games, 5 of them are against the Royals. So 5-4? Can they start out 5-4? That might be the only chance they have to be above 500.
No.
And I don't think they can. I don't think they will.
No. Something fun to watch is Miguel Cabrera and Austin Romine got into a fight a few years back.
And now they're teammates.
So that's fun, I guess.
And Jonathan Scope was in the Little League World Series twice.
So
he's played big games before. Clutch factor is real.
Net. Are we hoping Michael Fulmer comes back for this year?
Is he supposed to?
I think so. He had TJ in end of March last year.
They should. I mean, if he comes back, then it's full trade show. Trade everyone.
Give me Tigers pitching and defense all day.
I really like your defensive plan, but now you tell me Crone's terrible.
Oh, he's awful.
So that hurts the plan, or instantly it's hurt.
It looks like we got a AAA catcher, Jake Rogers, that's in their top 20 prospects. He's hoping to get the call this year. God, I don't know. Yeah, Isaac Paredes, he's a third baseman shortstop. He's thinking he's going to get the call. Willie Castro, call them all up.
Michael Fulmer lost 20 pounds. He lost 20 pounds.
Huge.
That is huge.
I guess not as huge.
He's not as huge now. He lost 20 pounds, and he says, I wish I knew stuff in 2016 that I know now. I wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger. The Michael Fulmer theme song, and that'll round this out. Jake, over under before we get out of here. Vegas has it at 59.5 games. You had the Orioles at a hard 59 wins on the season. Over under
the
59.
The safest under in the world.
Going under, huh?
Empty out your bank accounts and put all of it. Sell anything you own. The Indians are still going to be good.
Yep.
Minnesota's still going to be good.
Yep.
The White Sox got a bunch better.
Yep.
And Detroit is god-awful. They won 47 games last year. They're going to get 12 games better, 13, when one of the teams in their division got much better.
And you know what else? They're going through the NL West this year, which I think is the weakest NL division.
I mean, any team compared to them, the Giants are the only bad team in the NL West. And I mean, it's a coin flip between them and Detroit in a series.
All right. Well, enjoy the season, Detroit fans.
Enjoy the free money.
Thanks for stopping by. Take the under. I'm also taking the under, Jake. See ya.